Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Less than 15 minutes to closing bell. Shares of Harley-Davidson trading down right now. You would think there was some good news with the announcement that the tariffs, which have swept Harley into the trade war with Europe, seem to be coming off. But let's get more on this with James Hardiman. He's Wedbush Securities Managing Director of Equity Research. And it's great to have you here because you pointed out in a note to your clients that the Europeans were, that Harley had taken steps by building their bikes in other countries to export to Europe, but the Europeans were about to slap down on them as a kind of way to get the U.S. back to the negotiating table. What, in, you know, explaining all of that, it sounds as if Harley is being held hostage by the EU and the United States.
Yeah, I think that's 100% right. Harley found itself as the political football, so to speak, in this geopolitical game. And it really dates back to 2018 when these steel and aluminum tariffs were put in place. The EU came out with these retaliatory tariffs, which were very narrowly defined and really targeted companies that were most associated with that U.S. brand, Harley-Davidson, you know, blue jeans, that sort of thing. And when Harley moved production out of the United States into Thailand, where they were shipping their European bikes, Thailand did not have to pay those tariffs. Earlier on this year, the EU took the added step of saying, well, you can no longer do that. And you're going to get hit. Not only are you going to get hit with tariffs anyway, which was a 31% tariff for most of this year, that was set to go up another 25%. So 56%. It was already untenable at 31%. They were already losing money. And so to shift these negotiations into high gear, you know, I think they took these added steps. And ultimately it worked. As of the end of this year, almost all of that tariff burden for Harley-Davidson should be going away.
And it, they would seem pretty secure that if you're an investor and you're looking at Harley shares, that this kind of fight will be in the rearview mirror, because there's a lot of concern that we get a new administration at some point and you're right back to that table again.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I think the hope and the steel and aluminum tariffs, which then spawned the retaliatory tariffs, were a Trump era artifact that one of the bull cases coming into to 2020, a new administration, was that Biden would take a much different stance on trade. And they were very slow to do that. We're finally seeing some movement on that front. The other big, you know, trade partner that everybody's looking to is China. And there's been very little done on that front thus far. But for Harley, who, again, was brought into this sort of out of left field, this is great news. And you mentioned the stock was down a little bit today. It was up quite a bit yesterday. So that we saw this trade rally in hog shares yesterday.
Where do we stand as far as Harley and its growth and its potentials in Europe, as you said, with the tariffs coming off, and especially as they move from what many of us, you know, think of as the gasoline powered motorcycles into the EV powered bikes?
Yeah, so there's two separate issues there, I think. As we think about the European opportunity, I think it's safe to say that during 2021, Harley is held back to a certain degree with Europe. They have pledged to support their dealers and distributors. But at the end of the day, every bike that they sold into Europe at a time when they didn't have enough bikes to sell, they were losing money. And so with this tariff burden cleared up, I think that paves the way for a much better year in 2022. It's also worth noting they have a new bike called the Pan America, which is in this adventure touring category, which is a small slice of the U.S. market, but is a much bigger deal in Europe. And I think as they ship more of those bikes in there, that's a significant growth opportunity. On the electric vehicle side, I think we're a few years away from that being a truly big deal in terms of the contribution it makes to Harley's financials. But they've made a lot of progress on that front as well. LiveWire One is the new version of their electronic bike. They've completely spun off the brand. So I think that bike that you're showing there probably doesn't say Harley-Davidson anywhere on it, which was an interesting branding move, just with the realization that the electric vehicle customer may be a very different customer than their core, right? The touring bikes that they've historically sold. Mm-hmm. But they've made a lot of progress there, most notably on the price. That was a $30,000 bike not long ago, the price with all of the credits is probably closer to 20, maybe a little bit less. That is a big opportunity for them to target people that are interested in that type of vehicle.
And finally, who is the Harley consumer in the United States and in Europe? Because some of us are old enough to remember the wars with Kawasaki, you know, Let the Good Times Roll and all of that. And I'm just curious, I think a lot of us, if you're going to invest in this, who's riding those bikes today?
Yeah, I mean, look, the bear case, if you will, against Harley for so long was that they skew disproportionately towards white American males, right? They have done a lot in recent years to try to change that paradigm, particularly as you think about the European continent. It is a very different customer, and you know, smaller bikes reign. Off-road bikes are a bigger deal. This adventure touring category is a bigger deal. And so if Harley wants to be successful in some of these other countries, they need to change their product offering to a certain degree. And we're starting to see the outgrowth of some of those efforts as we make our way into 22.